Blog Talk Radio.
We're live. Welcome, everyone. This is James Bone Christian Smith live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Greetings and welcome to the call, Friday night call, and we're going to have a great show tonight. I've been very, very busy working on my golf outing coming up, and then we're going to have we have guests on the call tonight, and our usual guest is Mr. Woody Wharton in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and he shared crowdfunding with me back in before Christmas, and my schedule is so busy, and then Monty Montgomery, yeah, Clarence Montgomery is on the call tonight, and retired Sergeant Major Johnny Baranga is on the call, and this is a great platform on Friday nights. I was thinking that this would be a great opportunity to let people know and can call in. This is just another way that they can grow the business and build the business, but you know, Friday nights might be a bad night, but any night is a bad night if you don't want to do it. But and every night, great opportunity. All we need is an opportunity, and I believe that we have an excellent opportunity to receive donations, plant a seed, and share a donation to someone else's project, and all of a sudden, you can get your project set up, and my project is mentoring kids around the country, and I've been doing that a long time. I've been doing fundraising a long time, so when Woody asked me that, had I heard about crowdfunding, I had not at that time heard about crowdfunding, and it's another platform. It's a great platform, I found out, after many texts and emails, and I finally broke down and took a look at it. And it's an excellent, I love the opportunity. It's an excellent way, instant way to take about 7 days and turn some money around. I mean, if you go out and go to work and do this thing, in about 7 days, you see some funds hit your account. So I'm pretty excited about that. And I do want to say while I'm going here, 26th, 27th of June, just about now, I'm hosting a big event in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina on the 26th, on Friday the 26th. We're going to do a We Share crowdfunding presentation. We're going to have a live band, and we're going to have food and drink at the Clarion Hotel, 101 Fantasy Harbor Boulevard. And you can log on to my website, championforkids.org, and get more details. You can download a flyer. And then on Saturday, June the 27th, I'm hosting my annual golf outing, a fundraiser again at River Oaks. And that information is also on my website. And these are fundraising opportunities. We're going to have a wine tasting. My homeboys have just built a big, nice winery in Myrtle Beach, North Myrtle Beach, and they're going to be set up. They have set up there, and looks like I've almost talked them into having my own private label on one of those wines, the Crusher. So coming to a store near you, the Crusher, coming to a store near you, it's going to be a knockout. You drink the Crusher, that's going to be a knockout. And this time, I'm going to kick it over to Mr. Woody Wharton. And again, thank you very much for sharing We Share Crowdfunding with me. Back a little before Christmas, and we're receiving donations, and it's going. And I'm doing it part-time now, but after my golf outing in 2 or 3 weeks, I'm going on the road and do workshops all over North Carolina and South Carolina and just have some fun. I'm supposed to have my other knee done, but I'm going to postpone that for about a year if I can. And I'm just excited. So I'm going at this time, Woody, I'm going to turn it over to you and share your story, if you will, and then you can turn it back to me, and I'll bring Monty on, and then we'll bring Johnny on, and that time we might have some more guests. Mr. Woody Wharton, everyone.
All right. Thank you, Bone Crusher. It's always a pleasure to be able to come on to the call
Friday nights and talk and share just what we're doing in WeShare Crowdfunding and the types of things or projects that we are doing and helping people raise donations. And really what we talk about all the time is just helping them build their community and enable their community to do things that they might not be able to do. I was introduced to WeShare Crowdfunding back in October of 2014. A good friend of mine I've known for about 10 years started sending me some emails talking about WeShare Crowdfunding. And when I first saw it, you know, what I really saw was the word crowdfunding. And I had had an experience with crowdfunding before. And, you know, sometimes when we have a bad experience with something, we seem to just turn ourselves off to it altogether. And so when I saw the word crowdfunding, I just kind of passed on. I didn't really even read the emails because I had tried a crowdfunding project with another platform. And I was trying to raise money for a bus. I own a before and after school center for children, and the bus broke down. And I was trying to raise enough money to either fix the bus or get a new bus. And I went on that platform, and I put my page up there, and I sent it to all my friends, families, everybody on Facebook. And I was waiting for the money to come in because I really figured that somebody would help me. And so, you know, after the first day, I didn't receive any donations. And after the first week, no donations. The first month, no donations. And really, you know, 4, 5, 6 months down the road, I never received a single donation. So I was kind of turned off to crowdfunding when I saw money sending me the emails. I just, you know, I just said, it doesn't work. I tried it. It doesn't work. And one day he texted me a message. He sent me a message, and he said, very simple question. He says, do you have anything that you need to raise money for? And, you know, I don't know too many people that don't need to raise money for something. And, you know, immediately I sent a message back, and I said, yes, I need a transmission, or I need a new bus. And he said, well, WeShare Crowdfunding can help you do that. And I was like, well, how's that? And he said, watch this video. And he sent me a video, and I looked at the video, and, you know, the light went off because I understood immediately what WeShare was all about. And it was different than the crowdfunding that I had been doing, where I was trying to send it to all my friends and families and acquaintances. With WeShare, you know, they were building a community of people that are helping each other. And I really understood that concept because I've been in some networking ventures before. So I called Monty back and I said, hey, man, this might just work. And I went ahead and got started on Thanksgiving of last year. And I started telling some people, Bone Crusher, you were one of the first ones that I told about it. And I started sharing it with other people. I was just asking them that question. And since then, just by asking that simple question and sending out a video, I've been able to have over 200 projects started underneath me with people putting together their projects to raise funds for, you know, whatever their need is. And, you know, I truly believe, just like you said, Bone Crusher, that WeShare Crowdfunding is a wonderful thing. It's crowdfunding as a whole is sweeping the nation. It's sweeping the world. It's just all over now. You know, all you have to do is Google it, and you're probably going to get about 30 million replies back. And just start taking a look at them. Do your own due diligence, and you'll find out that crowdfunding is here. It's here to stay, and it is a great way for you to start a project and be able to finance whatever you're trying to finance. And with that, Bone Crusher, you know, I want to turn it back to you. Are you there, Bone Crusher?
Yeah, you want to turn it back to me?
Yeah, or what I'd really like to do is bring Monty on because, you know, he brought me in the program, and he does a really, really good job of explaining actually what crowdfunding is. And so, Monty, if you're there, can you just come on and give us a brief description, like you always do so well, of what actual crowdfunding is, and some people that may be listening to this call, if they don't know, they can get kind of an idea of what we do and what the program is all about.
Yes, indeed. Thanks for having me on the call tonight, and welcome everyone in our listening audience, whether you be in this country or somewhere around the world. Hopefully, you know, we can walk you through this slowly, and we have a project providing get you set up to start receiving some donations. I've been on the phone most of the day on several webinars with, you know, different people from different walks of life and businesses talking about funding projects. And one thing that happened today is we met an individual that has a project where he needs over $1 billion. And I know that it kind of got my interest here because we've been talking about crowdfunding from a standpoint, and definitely not in that large amount of money. So that really, you know, gets you fired up and focusing on just how big this concept out there and the need is, I should say. So our platform is simple. It's an automated platform. It tracks the projects. It tracks the donations. We have a shared community. We don't solicit individual donations, and I think that's probably the most powerful aspect. That's what separates us from the other 500-600+ crowdfunding platforms. We don't have fees. We don't have time limits. Any project, a legitimate project, is a good project. What we try to do is share donations amongst other people, I say like-minded people, or people with projects. And you really need to take a look at a short little presentation that kind of shows how our distribution formula works. Establishing a project on our platform is real simple. It's intuitive. I had a guy sign up in the Philippines 2 days ago, and I was on the phone with him for about 20 minutes. Not only did he fund this account, but he also set up his project page and a donation button for his project. And again, he did that in a minute. So that's how simple and intuitive, you know, our program works. Also, with our platform comes a complete customizable website for you to introduce other people, other project managers to the platform. We have fast start training, ways to bring on different types of donations, whether you want to do it fast or slow or a period of time. The video training is about marketing. Any instruction you may need to set up your project page or some of the other things we have on the website itself, on the project page itself that you might need assistance with. We have video tutorials. In our particular community here, we have about 8 people that are full-time that you have access to. You can call anytime and somebody's standing by to assist you, which is unique in this type of situation where you're dealing with other people. Most of the time, you can't find the help. So this has been a rewarding situation for me, is joining a program where you got corporate support and you got other people in the program that's available to assist, and they're willing to do it because, again, we all work as a community. And that being said, kind of a broad concept of our platform, what we're trying to do. The bigger picture is there are three types of crowdfunding, and you really want to Google crowdfunding to get a good idea how big the situation is. The first one is equity, and this is what most people kind of associate it with, because you've seen it on the news. The Obama administration passed legislation for businesses or for individuals to piggyback with businesses to raise money in an equity situation. Whereas before, a private individual with less than $250,000 in assets wouldn't get the information to get in on a stock situation with a company. So that's where it all started, opening the doors up for individual people. The next situation is what we call reward-based crowdfunding, where companies and individuals offer some type of reward for people giving them donations to get a business started or to help fund their project. I think there's a watch company out, and they're going to give the first donors who donated $100 to their project, you know, going to give them the first watch off the assembly line with the engraving on it. William Shatner, he's doing a project to write a book, and I believe he's going to do some live meetings and also autograph books to the people who made the first contributions to his project. So that's an example of reward-based. And the third is donation-based, and that's what we're involved in, where we're just taking donations from individuals through our shared community on the platform. And that's the most common one for church ministries, non-profit type organizations, pet rescue, you know, or just trying to raise money to fix a car or a roof on your house, or maybe you got a lot of medical bills and that you need to take care of. So those are considered donations or gifts. So that's the aspect that we're working from. Thinking if there's anything else that's kind of pertinent, there's a lot of excitement in our particular community and the company that platform we're working on. We got some new things coming out on the marketing and advertising side. I think it's going to be really exciting for a lot of people who really need more than, let's just say, $10,000 or $15,000. We're talking $100,000, $200,000, million-dollar ballpark. So I think a lot of people are going to be attracted to what we're doing here. And this thing is really going to move here in the next, I would say, 90 days. Some exciting things coming out. So, Champ Woody, with that being said, I'll hang around and maybe we can open it up and get a few questions and just kind of talk about where we're going to go and what we see.
Hey, Monty, thank you. Right. Appreciate it. You do such a great job. So, more questions, we're going to turn it back over to you.
Okay, thank you guys very much. And at this time, I know I have at least one guest on the speaker line, other guests on. Retired Sergeant Major Johnny Miranda from Wilson, North Carolina. I'd like you to give him an opportunity to share some things tonight. And he's been a little bit under the weather, been out of pocket a little bit, and he called me today, and I'd just like him for him to say a few words. We had a prayer, short prayer. We reached out and prayed that his health would return, and prayer works, guys. And Johnny, take it away.
Sure, buddy. Thanks a lot, Champ. Real quick, I got involved with ReShare crowdfunding a little over a month ago, and about as soon as that happened, I was having a few health issues, and it came to a head on me. So the last about the last 3 to 4 weeks, I've been in and out of the hospital, and starting to feel better. The energy's been zapped a little bit, so I'm ready to go. And as my health improves, you know, we have one heck of a mission in front of us, and our platform is going to be veteran focused on our warriors, both active duty, retired, and veterans and their families that are dealing with post-traumatic stress, suicide, and the crisis intervention. That's our main focus on getting these young men and women some help outside of the VA system. And the reason I say that is because the Veterans Affairs, as well as good as they are, they can't handle the challenge of this magnitude. And you can turn on the news and see it. We got a lot of our warriors taking their own lives since 9/11. And this, you can Google the information. It's out there now. We've had over 126,000 suicides in our military population since 9/11. They don't really talk about that on the news, but that's them are directly related. Them are combat casualties that are taking their lives back here at home. We got homelessness. We got a major problem. So we're going to have to throw some money at this problem to pay for housing, food, clothing, treatment for these young men and women. Because if we don't do that, we're going to drop the ball like we did with our Vietnam veterans, our Korean veterans, our World War II, World War I veterans. Right now, the oldest veteran that I'm helping, he's 90 years old, just turned 90. He's a Battle of the Bulge survivor, and he's just now getting some help 70 years later. So that's unacceptable, and we owe that to that generation of veteran, and we owe that to the new generation, the young guys and gals that are coming on home now from the wars. We have to be proactive, get out there, rattle the bushes. My team and I are out every day rattling the bushes, checking on the bridges. We're finding people that are out there hurting, that need some help. And and you know, Champ yourself, you're a veteran, Monty, and you guys, we're all veterans. And we owe it to this new generation of veterans not to leave them behind and not to leave them on the battlefield of life. And that's our commitment level. And we've been tirelessly working through it for the last couple of years. We're taking it to the active duty basis. We're taking it to law enforcement. We're going anywhere that people will listen to us and help us with this challenge. So that's where we're at. And I'm going to need some help setting up a project page to get that off and running. And I know, Monty, we've talked about that before, and my health went a little bit sideways, but I'm ready to get that going. So I'll check my email and tonight, and we'll see if we can get that going. Yeah. But that's our testimony. That's what we need the funds for, and that's it, period.
Thank you very much, Johnny, and I look forward to coming back to North Carolina and working with you and Monty and Woody as well. And Woody, do you see anyone else that have come in? I had invited Grover and Dr. Bob. Actually, Dr. Bob was with me today when I went on an appointment, and he showed up. And we had signed up an architect and this week, and he had a bunch of veterans over to his office. And we did some interviews there. We were on Skype with a young man out in California. And we're going to do some things in Myrtle Beach as well. He is building some affordable houses for homeless veterans in here in Myrtle Beach. What do you see? Anyone else out there?
Yes. Bone. Dr. Bob and Grover are both on. So you got your pick.
Okay. We're going to bring Grover on first. I've been knowing Grover a long time. He lives in the Charlotte area. And we always network together and enjoy spending time and doing things, playing golf and different things. And so this time I want Grover to come on and kind of share his story and share how life has been since he's been involved. Grover, take it away.
Hello there, Champ, and to the leaders there, Monty and Woody. Thank you guys there for introducing me to We Share Crowdfunding. My name is Grover Shankham from Norwood area, about 40 miles from Charlotte. The Champ introduced me to crowdfunding probably about a couple months ago. At the time, I was kind of disheartened there because I was in between jobs, and I was just kind of contemplating on which way to go. So I decided to start my, I was in the process of starting my own business. And, you know, in starting your own business, that takes a lot of capital. And after he explained to me about We Share Crowdfunding, and I took the time to do a little research, because I wasn't interested in getting into another network business at the time. After checking it out, I saw where the concept of sharing the We Share Crowdfunding was the fact that it would give you the opportunity to sow in other people's lives and bless them. So I always believed in sowing a seed and expecting to reap a harvest. So that was always my concept, and I always believed in that. And after checking out We Share Crowdfunding, that's what I saw that was unique from the rest of the crowdfunding that I saw. So after that, I got in touch with Woody, and he helped me set up my project page. And I've been working it ever since. I've been so excited that I had to calm down a little bit there, and Woody possibly attest to it, that and kind of stay focused on my project and concentrate on that. So that's what I've been doing here lately, and I think that We Share Crowdfunding is a way that I can, I'm talking to an individual now, that I can really bless other families, and also by starting my own business. So that's my platform to get my own business started, and also that I'll be able to afford the receive a lot of income that I may be able to get my business going where I can be able to be a blessing to other people in the community to help fund my nonprofit organization that I have going. So Well, I'm excited about it. Looking forward to continue to work with the great leaders we have with the champ and Champion Attitude. He's my mentor and friend. I really appreciate that. And Woody's support from you and Monty that has a great knowledge of We Share Crowdfunding. And so I'm willing to calm down a little bit there and listen to y'all a little bit more, man, and looking for some great things happening in We Share Crowdfunding. Thank you, Champ, for this opportunity to share my story.
Thank you very much, Grover. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. And we look forward. I look forward to coming back down to the Charlotte area, your hometown, again, and work with you there and get some things rocking and rolling in your area. And at this time, I want to turn it over to Dr. Bob. We call him Dr. Bob, and he was with me today. He showed up. I invited him, and he came over because he's a veteran as well. And he's an older veteran, but he's a veteran. So at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Bob. He's down here with me in Myrtle Beach, and we spent a lot of time together. And Dr. Bob, why don't you share with us how you feel about things?
I feel like that there are a lot of people with dreams without a vehicle to accomplish that dream. And I feel like that crowdfunding, particularly the WeShare platform, is going to work. And after attending that meeting today, seeing the need that was there with about a half a dozen or so people, and seeing how they were committed, and seeing how Bone Crusher put a focus on it like a laser beam, it really motivated me. And that's what a leader can do, and that's what you can do if you want to get anyone interested. Get Monty or Woody or Bone Crusher to help you. They will teach them how to achieve their wanting, and Monty will help them set up a website, and everybody works together as a team. And but I think, you know, the lesson that Bone Crusher keeps learning is commitment and focus, and that's what it's all about. Back to you, Bone Crusher.
Thank you very much, Dr. Bob. It's always great to be with you in Myrtle Beach. You're going to help me host this big deal in Myrtle Beach here in about 3 weeks, and I look forward to it and even inviting people. And so we're about at the bottom of the hour, and, hey, this 30 minutes has really gone by pretty quick. Hey, you guys, Monty, Woody, you'd like to say anything else? I'm going to turn it back over to you real quick, and then turn it back to me, and I'll close it out.
Oh, well, Champ, this is Monty. Can you hear me? Am I still,
yeah,
still alive? Yeah, okay. Just wanted to make sure, just kind of sitting back, listening, and just having a lot of thoughts, because it's really been busy for me today, you know, working with people, communicating with people, and the theme has been consistently, we're starting to grab people that get the community concept of sharing the donations amongst each other. You know, getting away from the business mindset and getting down to the grassroots of helping a person, and a person helping the next person. And when people grasp that concept, they really seem to get motivated and understand that this is different, something new. And they have a situation where they can empower people. And I believe one person can empower a community. I mean, you can really change a community with this concept and this platform. So we really just got to keep it simple. Explain to people, you know, crowdfunding is just a fancy word for raising money on the internet. It's fundraising. It's just a fundraiser. You're using an internet platform. And that's it. And we want to go in the community, find just a few people that have a project, have a purpose, a passion in life for serving others, and help those people do the same. And we can bring in unlimited donations to sustain any project. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. back to you, champ.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Monty. And I just want to say that the call tonight is one vehicle that we use. And today I used three vehicles today, and a three-way call is another vehicle. But just introducing a friend to another friend that's been around a little bit longer might have a little more influence and credibility. I want to suggest to, if you're new at this, don't try to do it by yourself. And because if you do try to do it by yourself, you get your feelings hurt, you might want to quit. But this is an opportunity that you do not want to quit. I believe you want to hang in there, let your teammate help you. And I think teamwork makes the dream work. And if we work together, we can win. We all can win at this. Woody, do you have anything you'd like to add to that?
No, Bone Crusher, I think you said it right, man. Teamwork makes the dream work, and as long as we continue to work together, we're going to be successful. So I think that was great. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay.
Let me chime back in real quick. Two things. Four is marketing goals, and what I've seen here in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, is a lot of veterans organizations are coming on board and paying attention. So something we can do as a team community, we need to connect all of these organizations as they come on so they can network amongst each other and connect these veterans organizations and communities. And that will build synergy and build power once each other can kind of piggyback on what the other one is doing, share resources. We're finding out people are like refurbishing houses, buying houses. Well, you have contacts and resources in that community, network with that particular veterans organization. You may have a family member in there where we can bring into the community. So that's something we need to start really paying attention to and trying to connect each other in like organizations with like projects. Two, I'm on a social platform for military people, retired and active. It's called Rally Point. So all of us that are associated with military, if you're not on this website, you want to go to rallypoint.com, free membership. And they have a thread going now, a thread about what do you think about crowdfunding. And you, in your profile, setting up a profile, you can put your link in there about, your WeShare platform. And other military members can find that. And, in fact, you can actually have conversations, here on the Internet with other military people, retired, across the board. So that's another resource of finding other people that are looking to raise money within our veteran community. And, this thing is just, doors just keep opening up as we keep letting people know what we're doing. So that's rallypoint.com.
Thank you very much, Monty. And just to let you guys know, I'm leaving Myrtle Beach on Sunday. I'm driving up to Richmond. I'll be in Richmond for Richmond, Virginia for a couple of days, and then I'm going up to see my daughter in Maryland for a couple of days, and I'm headed back to Myrtle Beach and kind of prepare and kind of close things out for the reception, which is Friday, June the 26th at the Clarion Hotel, and the golf tournament on the 27th, Saturday the 27th, both being in Myrtle Beach. And you can go on my website for get a little clarity on that and more information, championforkids.org. And I want to say thank you to all the speakers tonight and all the people that plugged in, because, we could be doing other things, but we saw the need and the importance of being on this call. And thank you all very much. And until next Friday, hopefully to see y'all. Y'all be careful, be safe, and I plan to do the same on the road. And y'all have a great weekend, and see you later. Good night.